You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Big Strong Leicester Boys podcast. So, Leicester win again, struggling to think of intros to this podcast. And the WhatsApp group chat here at the Big Strong Leicester Boys has, it's been quite argumentative. And I think it's basically just started by Jack because we are running out of things to argue about because it's all just too easy at the moment for Leicester. Jack is handing out one game bans left, right and centre for anyone who steps out of line. So it'll be interesting to see what today's podcast is like. I suggested a couple of topics, but he said he wanted a happy podcast, but then proceeded to give Jordan a couple of bans for past misdemeanors on Who Are You. So it should be interesting. Looking forward to this one. So look, a 3-1 win away at Swansea. Leicester, 5 points clear now of Ipswich, 11 points clear of third. It's all looking pretty good. We have got Jordan, Rick, and Jack, and I am going to come straight to Jack for the start of the podcast. Jack, how are you? Apart from your poor toe, is this the reason for the
what an intro
for the
Jay.
Anger? Yeah,
what
thank
an
you.
Intro. Thank you.
Mm. Just had a cup I of appreciate tea. I think that. It was the caffeine kicking in.
Yeah, yeah. And the fact for people that are listening, I mean, your nipples are basically out. You're wearing a sleeveless, and you're virtually horizontal.
I am.
It's very off-putting, but back to me. I have broken my toe, which is quite painful. My wife went to bed early last night, and I was creeping around the house trying to be silent, and in the process managed to volley a door. I've broken a toe. For anyone that's done that, it's quite painful, but not sort of debilitating enough to get any sympathy. It hurts. But apart from that, all right, mate.
Yeah, you're all right.
Yeah, I'm good.
You and Jordan are friends.
Yeah, we are friends. Well, see how the next hour goes. Maybe not. I don't know.
Mm. Jordan, how are you feeling about the energy that's been directed your way this afternoon on WhatsApp, particularly from Jack?
Look, Jack's taken it upon himself to become some sort of enforcer and rule
maker.
And I'm safe in the knowledge that you've got my back.
Yeah,
And then he went after Rick when he got bored with me. So,
yeah, didn't he?
I think Jack's bad toe is just hurting him a little bit.
Yeah, that's all. I think it is. Rick, what have you been up to during the international break, mate?
I've had a week off. So it's been half term up here in Leicestershire. So, yeah, various different bits and pieces. Been, what's that gaffo? Snow Dome, which was in the snow bit about 5 minutes with Darcy, and she had a buff, and we had to come out. Been a farm park. Been Monday morning. How about this for a morning? Swimming lesson with Darcy, 9:30 a.m. And then over at the cinema in Leicester at 10:30 for the new Paw Patrol film. Spent 40 quid on popcorn and hot dogs. So, yeah, good week off. Back to work tomorrow, though. So I've got that sort of horrible feeling sinking in. And also, I've had explosive Gary's the last couple of hours. So I'm a bit concerned about an hour and a half pod, to be honest. But, yeah.
Any idea whether it's on? Is it the stress?
I don't know whether it's the impending doom of going back to work, or you know, could be all manner of things, couldn't it?
Can I ask a question? Not directly about you having explosive Gary's. Why are they called Gary's?
Because the Gary glitters shitters.
Oh, there we are then. That's cleared that up.
Right. Okay. Well, it hasn't cleared it up. No. But...
not yet.
I thought Rick. Oh was
no, actually, it's not. Or, yeah. I think he's. I don't know. Gary's.
It just makes sense. Kind of makes sense. Jordan, international break is actually something you enjoy.
Yeah.
How was it for you?
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, I was getting a bit bored Wednesday, Thursday when the games were over and there was absolutely nothing on. I mean, even today, there was obviously only one game. But yeah, the Australia game, criminal, really. I went up after about 35 minutes into the concourse, didn't come back down to watch the rest of the game. But the Italy game was good. Obviously, still managed to miss a goal.
What do you mean you didn't come back down?
What is the point?
Well, you just got to get your caps, didn't you, for the tournament?
What is the point?
And I've got no interest.
Jordan, seriously.
Absolute waste of time.
I didn't watch it.
Do you not get a
cap to go
just by buying a ticket?
No, you have to scan in.
Dear. I'll just scan in and go then.
They don't dish out international caps willy nilly, mate.
No. Steph Johnson.
The second game against Italy was obviously, we were much better. Yeah, missed the goal, but we're there. We're in Germany, so can relax a little bit now. Going at home to Malta and then going to Macedonia away via Venice.
Yeah,
back via Istanbul, which is the wrong way. But yeah, then it, you know, can focus on the club football now.
Mm. Jack, feel like you want to say something. No,
this feels like a fucking silly pastime to me, but
yeah.
So. Does that mean we're going to see you at the King Power from now on this season, Joel? Do we?
Yeah, well, I've been quite a few times, but yeah, I actually my shifts are a lot better now, so I've worked quite a few weekends, so I think I can go every home game till Christmas, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and annoyingly already the Birmingham game has been moved, which is going to be our Christmas. kind of weekend, wasn't it? Bloody Wayne Rooney going there. It was somewhat predictable. So that's been moved to a Monday night now. But interestingly, the good news is that the West Brom game, as we hoped, has been moved. It's now a lunchtime kickoff. The reason why that's good for us and hopefully for you guys listening is because that is the night of our quiz, which means now you've got more time to go to the game and then get back to Leicester for the quiz. Details are all over our socials. So get your tickets, selling pretty quickly already. But again, if you haven't got a team or you want to get a team, feel free to message us and we can help out.
On the subject of teams, because I've had a few messages about this, we said teams of up to five, but that means you can come in a two and go to one if you want.
Yeah.
But if you want a one and want to find another team, we'll help you with that, but up to five.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, messages, any questions, and we can sort that out for you. This weekend, no surprise to you, I was doing High Rocks this weekend. You've already alluded to the fact I'm sat here in a vest. Yep, thank you, Jack. is that the noise every time my nip slips out the side of my vest? Is that what we're doing, is it?
Yep.
Yeah. And no, but I mean, the real reason I'm bringing it up, it, like of relevance to Leicester, was because I saw David Nugent there at the weekend. And top bloke is David. obviously a bit of a hero of ours. I have spoken to him a few times about trying to get him on the podcast. I've met him a few times now at TalkSport, and he's a top bloke. We have so far been unsuccessful in getting him on the pod, but I bumped into him yesterday. Luckily, he did recognise me, so it wasn't just some random bloke coming up to me. And I had a good chat with him about HYROX itself. And I said to him, so you've been training for it, because, you know, it's a pretty intense thing to do. And he was doing solo, so like obviously all of it on his own. And it was his first one. And I said to him, I said, have you, you know, been training hard for this one? I was doing some training, but he reckons he hadn't done much for about 6 months. And I was then having to explain to him the rules of how it all worked. But you just know, don't you? I think we've spoken about this before, how ex-footballers just are good at everything. And Davey is obviously not that long retired. So I watched him race, shouted at him. And I think eventually, I think he thought I was a bit weird. So stopped doing that. And then I checked in the evening for his time. And unsurprisingly, on his first ever attempt, despite the fact he didn't even know the rules, he went quicker than my fastest ever time. So congratulations to David Nugent, which was really quite annoying. But hoping me and Nuge have bonded, so we'll try again to get him on the pod. Right, let's talk about the actual football then. It was a 3-1 win away at Swansea. I thought a very decent game, actually, and I liked it because Swansea actually tried to actually attack us, which I suspected that they would do. They made a game of it, and it's difficult, isn't it? Because whether you attack or sit in, it tends to be the same outcome. But we'd much rather they actually gave it a go, and they opened the scoring for a very decent goal. And in the end, it was pretty comfortable, and probably should and could have been more. But of course, we'll take that 3-1 win. Jack, what did you make of it? As I said, I thought it was an entertaining game, which I think has actually been lacking a little bit in recent weeks, but not in a particularly critical way, just the way it's been.
I've probably got a confession to make before I say that. I didn't see the game live yesterday because I was watching another sport, which I'm slightly... Yeah fine. That's deserved. That's deserved.
What other sport, Jack?
I'll reveal later, Jordan. It's fine. But anyway, I watched it. I watched the extended highlights. Yeah. I mean, Rick gets away with this. He doesn't watch games ever, just chat shit about the extended highlights. So I'll have a crack this week. It did look an entertaining game. I just think we just look so controlled when we're in possession now, and everything seems to have a plan. I think the one thing that's becoming very apparent to me now is we're very, very well drilled in terms of just the options that we play. And I was watching the West Ham Villa game today, and West Ham sort of just completely ran out of ideas. One attack, I haven't seen us do that. We've always got options on. We're always trying to do stuff. And yeah, you know, going a goal behind, which is a bit unfortunate. When I saw it and I saw we conceded from a corner, I thought, oh, here we go again. It's like last season. But I mean, it was pretty unlucky, wasn't it? It was a good strike from their bloke. Yeah. And then, a little bit fortunate with Yannick's goal. I mean, Jordan was digging him out slightly, but he, you know, came up trumps again yesterday. I think someone in the crowd had number 23 Vestergaard on the back of his shirt. So shout out to whoever that is. Very brave man. But yeah, he obviously nicks a goal, as it were. And then Fatuwu scored, which was just great because he's chaos. Thought he'd completely messed it up, but yeah, and then Kel similarly, chaos from Kel at the end again, with an assist from the defender. But this, I mean, what can you say? I mean, we've won 11 games out of 12, and we were unlucky in the game we've lost. It's flipping ridiculous, really, isn't it? I mean, I don't want to take it for granted, and I didn't think we'd get a result yesterday, but it's just I don't really know how to respond to this, because I'm just like, nothing in my Leicester City lifetime has prepared me for being this good at football. And I don't want to sound too arrogant, but we're just cruising, aren't we?
At this level, yeah, we are. As you said, it's now 33 points from a possible 36, the greatest ever start to a season since the championship, I think, rebranded in 1993. That I think is correct. And as Jack says, that game against Hull, we were a long way from being the worst team in that game as well. So I think it's just the nature of it. You're absolutely right that you kind of don't want to take it for granted, but equally, it's, I think, understandable that people will do, because we are levels above. I think, obviously, ultimately, the challenge is for Enzo to keep these guys motivated to turn up week in, week out. But I think with the squad that he's got, that the players know that it's not necessarily about winning the game. It's about playing well enough to keep their position, because there's people on the bench wanting to take their place, which I think is a really fortunate and great position for us to be in. And of course, up next is QPR, who are struggling massively. You'd think that we'd have far too much for them. And I think, am I right in saying, Sunderland on the Tuesday, isn't it? And then QPR, and then the Leeds game. And I'm kind of getting ahead of myself already, but the Leeds one looks massive. I think the Sunderland game will be really interesting, because I know they did lose, but they're a young, exciting side who I think will come at us. Jordan, I wanted to bring up to you Ricardo Pereira. I think you mentioned him in the group the other day. Now, I saw a social media video doing the rounds the other week, and it was interesting, because whilst obviously we all understand and respect and know the quality that Ricardo Pereira has, he has somewhat gone under the radar, you know, because you talk about, you know, the goals and the assists of the attacking players, and then, you know, the emergence of, say, for instance, someone like Yannick Vestergaard. Ricardo Pereira has not really been spoken about much on an individual basis. But when I watched the highlights, there were so many assists or pre-assists, you know, incisive balls from Ricardo, which I'll admit, I kind of missed. And then yesterday we saw then that pass for Ian Atchison. It's kind of like, oh yeah, like he's been doing that all season and we just haven't noticed. It's great to see. And I think he deserves a little bit of airtime on the podcast.
Yeah, I think it's a good shout. Fellow right back union. So I think Rick brought him up in the group actually, but I've been a big advocate of Ricardo. I think last season when we played Palace and we actually lost, he was absolutely sublime. And I've always felt like he could play multiple positions for us. And especially given his injury setbacks, to see him effectively, he's playing out of position. He's playing centre mid. He's a right back by trade throughout his entire career at a higher level. And like you say, he's just come into this team, you know, effectively out of position. He's in a right back position. But as soon as we get on the ball, Fez moves out onto the right and Ricardo plays inside alongside Winks. And, you know, as you said, Jake, we've not really as a fan base mentioned him. We've certainly not mentioned him on the pod. And I think that's just because we expect that's his level. That's how good he is. And like you say, the ball through to Kel was inch perfect. Such a Kel goal that was, wasn't it? Just defender bobbles it into his path and he slots it in.
Finesse.
But yeah, I mean, Winks and Ricardo are just at this level, even in that position, Ricardo is just miles ahead. And, you know, it's obviously the in thing to do. I mean, I was watching Match of the Day yesterday and some of the positions that John Stones was taking up were just incredible. I mean, this guy's a right back. Same with Trent against Everton. And obviously we're doing it with Ricardo, and it's going to be pretty interesting to see if we do it next year and if we're able to do it in the Premier League, because it is pretty visionary, really. But yeah, he's just a top player, isn't he? And I think we're pretty fortunate that he's playing in the Championship. I think without his injuries, and certainly at one point in time, we could have got upwards of 50 million for him. And somehow he's ended up playing in the Championship for us. So I'm full of superlatives for him. I've got no negatives to say about Ricardo. Very rarely have, other than his injury record. And like you say, he's just kind of going through the team or going through the season, doing a job, kind of an unsung hero, and just getting on with it. And I think, yeah, I mean, yesterday, to be fair, he gave the ball away, didn't he, on the edge of the box? And
yeah.
Hermansen made a great save, but that's going to happen. And that's the only kind of time I feel like we look shaky is our own mistakes rather than teams cutting through us. Yeah, like I say, Hermansen made a very good save. So long may it continue, mate, as always.
So what I find interesting is for a long time, there was talk about pushing Ricardo forward and playing on the right wing. But I think now with the injuries, etc., and I suppose age to a degree, I think we can, you know, dismiss that talk as, you know, being a position where he will flourish in. And I think, you know, Rick, you know, you point out maybe not his actual best game yesterday. It was more just the assist to Iheanacho that I thought actually it shows that actually he's been doing that a lot and it's been going unnoticed. But again, and watching the positions that he picked up constantly, I say, you know, we've always spoke about him being a right back who could play on the left or who could play as a right winger. I mean, maybe actually he can do a job for us in centre midfield if people are, you know, I mean, you know, if Winks or someone's out, can Ricardo not play that position?
Yeah, I think he can. It was me in the international break that was sort of saying about Ricardo. He has gone under the radar, but he still contributed in a lot of games. And I think on the injury point, I do think there's merit in what they've done with him. You know, his body probably can't handle the rigors of being up and down like a modern day fullback. Thankfully, we don't play that system. So bringing him in and using his ability on the ball, you know, there's other players that have had horrendous injury problems in the Premier League and come down to the Championship and then seemingly been okay. Matty James being one of them. He's seldom been injured again, but, you know, couldn't get a game for love nor money in the Premier League for us without breaking down again. So he has been good. I didn't think he was very good yesterday. And it wasn't just that one horror ball that he played. He was gobbing off at the ref as well. He just didn't seem to be that in control of his performance yesterday. But his pass to Iheanacho was sublime. And it was funny. I was asking for him to be dragged yesterday. Mainly because, again, if he's not having a good game and he's, you know, we've got to be mindful of his fitness records, get him off and get someone like Hamza on in there. But, you know, he then played the ball to Iheanacho and that took the game away from Swansea. So Maresca knows what he's doing. But, yeah, he's doing well. Like Winks, they're probably going to be the sorts of players that aren't going to get the plaudits as much this season. But they're technically so good, you know, and we don't need a destroying central midfielder. We need players that can get on the half turn, play those pre-assist passes, etc. And, yeah, he's been brilliant. I mean, overall, yesterday, I felt a bit like the Blackburn game for large parts. Although we created a lot, we also afforded them quite a lot of chances. And that's the nature of a team having a go at you. You know, you look at the Preston and the Stoke games, and for parts of that, you know it's a slow build-up, being patient, and then eventually you're looking for holes. Whatever the opposition seem to throw at us in the contrasting styles, we're finding ways. And, you know, yesterday it should have been 6 or 7, and whether they could have got 2 or 3, fair point. But, you know, you look at the stats and 7 shots on target, it was the shots off target that probably we should have scored. And Didi had 2. Vardy had one that he just decided to try and take round the keeper, whereas usually that's a Vardy finish. And there was a few other moments. So really impressed with what we created yesterday. We remain patient. It wasn't too frustrating, even though we went one goal behind. And yeah, I just run out of things to really say about us from a whole attitude. You know, the narrative's now changing. That's usually the opposition that are changing. You know, it's gone from Leicester, you know, they should never have been relegated, to now, you know, they've got no right to be in this league. They've spent too much money. You know, then they're not anything special in regards to what they're doing. They should be doing that. But it would have been of no surprise had we whiffed the Championship up and just carried on the decline, because the malaise was so badly set in that these players were massively underperforming, regardless of what level they're at. They just didn't, I didn't see this particularly, although I can also appreciate we do have the ability to be able to do this. But hats off to Maresca, the club, the players for buying into it. And yeah, it's great. I don't want to get too far ahead of, because I do look at that Leeds should, well, you know, they were 2-0 down yesterday, but I think that'll be an interesting game against us, because on the transition, they're very quick. If we've got one weakness, it's probably, you know, lack of pace at the back. So it's going to be interesting to see that. But yeah, brilliant. And nice to see Iheanacho keep up his goal scoring form, because that's now 6 in 6 for club and country. And they're not all been starts. So, you know, he's got his weaknesses. But, you know, if he keeps scoring goals, hopefully that knock he had, I mean, he ran it off, but there's a few of them that seem to get injuries, Yunus being another. Hopefully we can just keep it ticking over.
Yeah, best minutes per goal in the championship. Let's just take a quick break.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jack Warren, his eyes at me there. Jack, what do you want to talk about, mate, from the game? Any individuals or anything in particular you want to bring up?
I want to apologise to Dewsbury Hall.
Yay!
Because he's actually playing really well now. I thought he was, from the bits I've seen anyway, he was very good again yesterday. And he's definitely better running towards their goal than with his back facing our goal. I think that's where he gets put under pressure on the press is where he struggles. But he does look a cut above in this level. I thought he did really well for Fatu's goal because he had about two blokes on him for that. So yeah, I thought he was very good. I mean, he has been our highest rated players on the ratings. And this isn't actually a criticism of him. I just think Winks has been our most important player this year. But he's come through that inconsistent spell quite nicely. And he's doing really well. And it's, you know, goals and assists, but also backing it up with performances as well. So, I feel like I should just say something mean to wind him up again so that he, you know, cups his ears towards the cop again on Tuesday. But I'm not going to do that because that would be pathetic.
Yes, it would be. Do you think that was our strongest and best team yesterday? That's a fair question.
I think so. I think there's a few... Vardy or Iheanacho, I think Vardy is our... I think he is our number nine. Well, he clearly is, but I think he is our best striker. And Kel actually is a sub. I think he's always very good as a sub. When he starts games, he's not as effective. So I think there's some debate there. I think there's probably a bit of debate around Fatu or Yunus, because Yunus, I think, has done well. Although I was a bit disappointed with the one that, I can't remember, was it Dewsbury Hall or Vardy that runs through and squares it across him? He just seemed to hesitate a little bit, which I think he could have done a lot better with that chance. But technically, he's very good. So I think there's a little bit of debate around there. Mavididi, I thought, was very good from what I've seen as well. And but apart from that, you know, we were mentioning earlier, Cody would have expected to come back in the side now. I can't see him getting in ahead of Yannick, because I think Yannick is so fundamental to this system. And, you know, some of the passes Yannick was playing yesterday were brilliant, the way he was playing them. So, I mean, he's a hell of a backup to have in the championship, and so's Suter. But yeah, I think it is about our best team, with probably one or two. But then again, on Tuesday night, I expect him to probably change five or six, and it still be a very, very strong team. So yeah, it's interesting. I think we've got more competition for places than we've ever had, really, for a very, very long time anyway.
Yeah. Right, a little bit earlier than usual, we're going to play Who Are You? Okay. Right, here goes. This one should be interesting.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Who are you?
You.
No, not me, you.
Yes, I am you.
Just answer the damn questions. Who are you?
Wait a minute. Who
Right then, let's play Who Are Ya? Jack, have you just cancelled my music?
No, I didn't cancel your music. It ended.
No, it didn't. You cancelled that. Did you not?
No.
It's because you're trying to play that bloody sound effect, isn't it?
Oh, right. Okay, sorry.
Right.
It was so, done anyway, wasn't it?
No, it doesn't matter. Anyway, right. So, as mentioned at the start of the podcast, Jack has been a bit tetchy this afternoon, and it largely stems around the game of Who Are You? Now, you have to cast your minds back the entire 2 weeks before the international break, when, of course, naturally, the chaos was caused by Jordan being quizmaster of Who Are You? Just to recap what happened, the answer was Luke O'Neill. I got it correct. We initially thought, actually, hang about, haven't we done Luke O'Neill before? So we weren't quite sure. But then after the podcast, we remembered that, in fact, what had happened is we'd spoken about Luke O'Neill in the group chat, but had never actually guessed him on the podcast. So I think that Jordan is excused, although Jack is frankly having none of it and is quite angry and is going as far as game bans. Is that correct, Jack?
That is correct.
Right.
Well, the reason for that, Jake, is because he lost.
Yeah. Mm. Is it?
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Right. Well, I have brought on a special guest for tonight's podcast, and we have Steve Potter. Now, Steve, I've mentioned you before on this podcast because you are the Who Are You master. You have all the stats of every single guest we've done of the score sheets throughout the course of us playing this game. So I've come to you, Steve, for clarity on this situation, and I'm appointing you as head judge because Jack has tried to appoint himself, but there's a conflict of interest because he plays the game, and that simply can't happen. So, Steve, first of all, would you like to accept the position being offered?
Of course, yes, 100%. I think it'd be stupid not to with the fact the amount of work I've put into actually the Who Are You theme tune is PTSD whenever I hear it, genuinely.
So of obviously the situation of what you heard last week and then just the recap there, what's your ruling, what's your thoughts?
I think because it was on the podcast and not in the WhatsApp group, it should be accepted, mainly because it is in the WhatsApp group. I've counted the live show guesses and answers on the podcast. Yes.
I've got some audio I want to play.
Oh wow. Okay.
Go on, boy.
Right. Can I bring you back to the 24th of May?
Look at his face. He's so smug already and he hasn't even played it.
No, I'm not smug, I'm nervous in case.
What was the date?
24th of May, yes. 2023. We just played Newcastle.
Oh no.
It was a game of Who Are You? But well, I'll just play the clip and then we can draw our own conclusions from it.
And someone could get it after the first guess. But I'm pissed off that I'm so bad at this game. So I'll try to make it difficult for you.
And we'd like to be nice and say, no, George, you're not that bad. But yeah, you are.
Didn't you get Luke O'Neill the other day?
I did, yeah.
I thought George got that, no?
No, he said me. Martin O'Neill.
No, I got Luke O'Neill. Yeah, no, sadly, George didn't. But yeah.
I'm going to kind of wing this as I go along.
So it's not that we did reference the game of Who Are You, where Luke O'Neill was mentioned on the pod.
Right.
I would argue
I know what it was, boys. We did a Spaces, and I think we did a Who Are You on that.
I think it's a grey area.
No, I know exactly.
I think
what
we did
was.
A Who Are You on Spaces.
I clarified
Steve,
this.
Have you been through our Spaces?
No. We didn't do it on Spaces. We didn't. What happened was we put this in the group, right?
Yeah, we did. And then we talked about it on the pod as well.
Yeah.
The argument you were making was that we'd never mentioned Luke O'Neill in a game of Who Are You, which we had.
That wasn't a game of Who Are You.
The fact we spoke
quite
about
clearly
it
referenced the game of Who Are You.
But the fact we spoke about it on the pod is different to guessing and Luke being an answer on the pod. It was never an answer on who are you on the podcast. We just spoke about it on the podcast. Jack, you're wrong.
I argue as well that there have been several occasions where somebody has guessed a player that has a different first name and a different, but the last name is correct, and have guessed, and then somebody's come in and said the actual player's name and has got the point. So I think, you know, you can give and take with this sort of thing. Because you've also, Jack, you've actually, out of everybody, you've actually picked up the most points by jumping onto a guess.
He's a tapping merchant.
So,
has he ever thrown a kettle over a pub?
So what I've decided is because of the issues we've been having with this game, and I want to try this, I've suggested it before, is that each week we have a guest host of Who Are You? So, because I think also when you think about it, it's got to be a level playing field here. And if someone's clues are worse than others, you know, someone is a better quiz master than others.
Jordan,
other people are better quiz masters than others. So if, to make it a level playing field and also to have a little bit of fun, we can have people on the podcast who can be guest hosts. Today it's going to be Steve. And we're going to see how it goes. And then it means that we don't have to be the guest host anymore. Rick?
Can I just say something, though?
Yeah.
That puts a lot of pressure on Steve to maintain the ongoing spreadsheet, and then the guest needs to review that so they don't duplicate one of the who are yous. That's otherwise so if, it's chaos. Guest,
if they want to message me on Twitter, I can let them know.
Steve's got this, Rick.
Person, you know, you're not the who are you treasurer.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
I am massively in favour of in favour of anything that means Jordan is not Quizmaster. Yeah. So I think it's a good idea.
Well, I'm gonna say what I said in the WhatsApp group, that I am bigger than who are you? Without me, this is just a boring quiz show.
Well, if Jordan if Jordan was Quizmaster, he'd get it every week.
He probably wouldn't.
Then he still wouldn't.
It'd be another boring quiz on a boring podcast, but I make it what it is.
Right. So,
Steve, you've got a spreadsheet for Jordan making it what it is.
To be honest, the only time Jordan features is he's got a special colour on the spreadsheet where he's won. You know, unfortunately, do you want some stats so far this season? Because overall, what I've done is.
This season,
I can give you the overall stats, but also for this season, I'm doing it. I'm color coordinating guesses to people so I can guess how many guesses you've done. But yeah, it's a lot of work's gone into it. I've been very bored.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. But I've worked out the averages of guesses per clues for certain people. And I'll be honest, all of you have done a bit shit apart from Rick since he's joined. you've undone terribly. So before Rick joined, Jack, you'd won 8. Jordan would won 1. That hasn't changed. That's only 1 overall. Jake has scored 6. Since Rick has joined, Jack, you're on 4. Jordan's on 0. Jake's on 7. And Rick has 19.
Fucking hell.
But positive to
not to
if you get it in one guess, the first clue, one guess, I call it a David Nugent. It's like, you know, it's one goal, one answer sort of thing. So Rick and Jack both have 2 each of guesses. Like nobody else has any more. And I've also done a hat trick. So if you guess 3 times in a row per podcast, Jack, you have 1. Rick and Jake, you both have... No, sorry. Jack has 2. Rick has 2. But if you don't count the live shows, Rick actually has 3 hat tricks in a row. So... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Christ.
Did you get any at the live show, Rick?
He got 1.
I got 1.
You both got 1. Because you only did 2, and you both got it on the first, didn't you?
But you did 3. I dropped out of it because I could see Jordan's notes.
You're going to be then in charge for today. So you've done the questions. Are you happy with the pressure of taking charge? You mean you know the format, right?
Yeah.
Better than anyone.
Yeah,
you are better than me, that's for sure.
Yeah. So let's give this a go. Guest Quizmaster, Mr. Steve, take it away.
Clue number one, I was born on the 20th of August, 1975.
Sorry, hold on. Are we still doing the one guess per round thing?
Yes, please. That's easier to do. Yeah. Trust me, when it comes to guessing who said what, one per round is so much easier and less time-consuming.
When's his birthday? Sorry, I'm going to make notes.
20th of August, 1975.
Okay. 48. Is 48?
I was hoping one of you tell me. Hang on.
Can't be Lee Coggs.
48.
Okay.
Right. Next one?
Yep.
Okay. I played 19 times for Leicester, scoring one goal over 2 years.
Rob Ullathorne.
No.
Just imagine.
I've got John Newton.
Oh, for God's sake.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
It's because he's a right winger, isn't it? Get him off the field!
I genuinely tried to make that as...
That's a good one. Steve, it's a good one. It's not you, mate. It's not you. It's him.
Wow. Rick didn't even believe he'd got that.
How the fuck?
Oh. That's a silver. That's a silver on the spreadsheet. There you go. Well, Rick,
look at him. He isn't even saying anything. Wow. So that's now 20.
Yep. 20 overall. But so this season, Jack, you're on 0. Jake's on 4. Jordan's on 0. And Rick's on 6 so far for this season.
And Jake will only be on 4 from when Rick's guest as well, I presume. Has he lost one? He's lost one that he's been on.
Yes.
All right. So,
can we play a new game? I think Who Are You is a bit shit now. Like, should we just play something else?
Yeah. We tried it for 1 week.
It was fine. Like, we've come up with something better than that. Yeah.
I don't know how we make this harder, though. And another game with this sort of longevity.
We've got to find out.
But Rick is ruining it for everyone.
I have got a blind spot at this. There's a weakness in me. There is.
We played him twice. But it's, you seem to get it off appearances and goals.
Yeah.
It's because, I'm a stats man. So I'm thinking, I remember Newton scored at home to Birmingham, I think. I remember one goal. It's the same with Andy Johnson. When it's one goal, I'm thinking, right, who ever scored one goal? I mean, it was a guess. But I'll be honest, I was looking earlier because I thought I was going to be quizmaster. So I went through the years and I did actually look at Sean Newton. And I didn't know the 19-1, but I know he scored one goal. So it was punt. And I thought he's 12 years, not 12 years older than me. He would have been retired about 12 years. Yeah, it's a guess.
Yeah.
Get born with it.
Yeah, you are. Right. Well, Steve, thank you. Absolute pleasure having you on the podcast. No, and of course, thank you for the incredible work and effort you've put into this game. No, genuinely.
Cheers, mate.
That's right. So I'll keep track for the rest of the season. If you want to have me on towards the end, and there might be an overall winner, it'll probably be Rick, let's be honest, unless he misses several.
Can we do a better prize for second place?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
A prize for me or Jack, basically.
Yeah. long season, Jake. Didn't hear you guessing. Well,
Jordan's neck and neck with me currently. I didn't quite realise my season was going that badly, but
that's why you had a beer in your bonnet today.
I swear I've got one this season. Didn't I get Simon Royce this season?
You did. I have that down as Jake. My mistake. This is your. You have three people with J at the beginning of your name. It's really confusing.
That's really. I have 10 wins, basically. You said nothing.
And surprisingly, Simon Royce is the most guessed person so far. Overall. Yeah.
Which is weird. It is. So look, if you would like to be Steve next week and be in charge of the Who Are You quiz and come up with some questions and come on the podcast, slide into our DMs on either Instagram or Twitter, and we will look to make that happen. Steve, absolute pleasure, mate. Take care, and hope you'll speak to you on the podcast soon.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Steve.
Thank you. Yeah, remarkable effort there from Steve tracking all of this. So yeah, he genuinely has that spreadsheet. It's a great effort. And yeah, Rick, I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore. I don't know if there is anything.
It's a bit
to say.
Like it's very much like Leicester City this season. Like, yeah, we get excited about the wins, but are we that surprised? Are we that excited? Or like, really? No, it's one of them, isn't it? You know.
Are you taking it for granted now?
Not really. Like, I just, like, obviously I'm pleased, but.
what could possibly disrupt your season?
Well, this new format could, because I'm thinking the cynic in me is you handpick it and then they'll already give you the answer.
No, I would never do that.
I have just realised you can mute him because he's.
That's the only way. If Jack just mutes Rick during the game and he doesn't realise.
What was that,
Rick?
I wish I'd done that today. Yeah. Rick, come with the action again.
Yeah. Rick, I'm Leicester in 2016 then, and my one win in history means more.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It does, mate. It really does. I mean, I wasn't even around for that one, which I'm really gutted for, because it's like when you next win, I will celebrate that so hard. I will, mate. Honestly. Yeah,
I was just about to say, Jack, because obviously you've got the sound effects here for the incorrect. Surely there must be some special music lined up for when Jordan gets one, because I'd hate for it to be underwhelming.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, you know.
I've got one. I'll play it.
You know, let's not take the piss here.
What I'm pleased is that, you know, I've been defending myself in various WhatsApp groups. That the pressure on this podcast is different. You know, it's like pulling on the old England shirt. The weight of the pod is on your shoulders. Steve comes on and he finds that out within two questions.
You know? I feel really sorry for him. He was so disappointed. But... he was gutted.
Yeah. Yeah, be just look, ruining look everyone's
Rick's,
fun.
Look at Rick's evil little grin. Look,
I know.
He's ruined Steve's night.
He's sat there like George Calloway.
Would you like me to be the cat?
Right. So one more reminder: if you want to be the quiz host, send us a message on Instagram or Twitter, and we'll get you on, and we'll give it a go. But there may become a point where it just becomes so bloody inevitable Rick wins, and nobody can even play along, because there isn't enough clues, because Rick's getting it too soon, that we may actually have to change the game or just ban Rick. Right, let's go back to talking about football, kind of more broadly around the Championship. So as we kind of mentioned already, the next run of fixtures, it's Sunderland, QPR, Leeds. There's not one before Leeds, is there not? No, don't think so.
No.
Of course, then with Ipswich's game being called off, means now we've got that a little bit of an extra cushion. And do you know what? I'll be brutally honest. It's a little bit difficult at the moment for me to find and pick talking points here that are some way relevant to Leicester, because we do, like, even if you look at the third place team, I don't even think they're particularly relevant to kind of what Leicester should be focusing on and doing right now. I honestly think that, you know, I'm going to look a little bit further ahead right now and talk about Leeds. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I think they won a game and they're all getting a bit excited. It looked like they'd maybe turned a corner and all the Leeds fans were telling everyone that they were the best team in the division, but then they proceeded to lose their next two. But they do look like they are moving in the right direction. They were 2-0 down to Norwich at the weekend, 1-3-2, and they are moving up in the league. And if you look at the squad, you look at the manager, it is a decent side. And I think that Friday night, I know we've got a couple of games before then, and I feel like I'm continually apologising for looking ahead and getting ahead of ourselves, but it already feels like a potentially big game. But Jordan, equally, I could end up with egg on my face, because just a few weeks ago, I was saying that Southampton and Norwich were the two big games, but fast forward a few weeks on and, you know, that now looks almost a silly thing for me to have suggested at the time.
Yeah, but I think when I was looking through the table, we spoke about having an easier start in at the end of August. Now we're getting towards November. We've played quite a few of the top half and we've beat them. And Swansea have been on a good run. I think they'd won four in a row and not lost in five. And like Rick says, you know, it's an entertaining game because they were open and tried to play. And I think Leeds will have to do that. And I think Sunderland will try and do that. But it just doesn't matter, I don't think. We're in control of the game. Every game we play, we are in complete control, possession-wise. We are dictating the patterns of the game. The stat, which, what is it, after an hour, we've scored 15 and not conceded, is remarkable at any level. And, you know, looking at Sunderland, they were up there. They've lost the last two. We're 11 points clear of Leeds, so if we can win the next couple, and then when Leeds come to town, we could open up a serious gap of around 15 points by mid-November on third, which is obscene. I do think Leeds will be up there, and I do think Southampton will be up there, just because of the, like you say, Jake, the strength of the squad coming down from the Prem and the length of the season with injuries and suspensions. I think they will obviously have an advantage because they've got deeper squads. This is kind of an elaborate way of talking about Leeds. But yesterday, again, my mate who's an Everton fan was boring the tits off of me, saying, you know, yeah, you might be pissing the Championship, but it's easy. And I said, well, one, I'd rather have gone down and pissed the Championship than be Everton, from what I've seen of them this season. Absolutely boring. But my point was, if it's that easy, why are Leeds and Southampton not doing it? Mm. You know, we've made the best start since the Championship's been rebranded. I think only six teams in history have won 11 of the first 12 at this level. And they've all gone on to win the league, which I fully expect we will. And like Rick says, you know, we could have come into this division, the slide could have continued, but thankfully Enzo's managed to get rid of the bad eggs and rejuvenate the place. And yeah, you know, Leeds had a bit of a rocky start and so has Southampton. And I think we're so far ahead of both of those, having come down. It's pretty scary, and that's really mainly down to the manager, but also obviously a lot of credit has to go to the team. But I know you're looking ahead, Jake, and to try and, you know, try and make it a big game. And I got asked before the Swansea game, do you think they'll cause any problems? I said no, not really. It's pretty patronising. It's pretty arrogant. It's exactly the same for the next two or three games. I cannot see anyone getting near us. We're just in control of the game. The game's too many times on the ball. You know, I thought we were pretty poor actually against Swansea in the whole. The game was a bit more of a basketball match than I think the manager would have liked. And like Rick said, could have been about 7-4. And I don't think the manager will like that. So I think on Tuesday we might see a few changes, and I think we'll be a lot more disciplined. But I know you're trying to kind of big Leeds up, and I just think we'll beat them. I'm looking forward to being on a Friday night as well. That should be decent.
Yeah, no, same. But Jack, in terms of, or on the subject of bigging...
Are you just bigging Leeds up because you're mates with Daniel Farker?
Fuck's sake. No, but I was going to mention that Russell Martin's had a haircut. So, it's just shorter. So you can't say he looks like that bloke from Friday night dinner anymore.
The thing I can't get over about Daniel Farker is I think you told me he smells amazing.
Yeah.
So every time I see a photo of him now, I'm like, I feel like I can smell the photo.
Yeah.
Because he does look like a man that would smell amazing. I don't know how you look like that, but...
I know. I've said, if you were in the press room waiting after a game, you could smell Daniel in two rooms away. And it sounds like that means it would be a bad smell, but it wasn't. It was remarkable. And I am.
Some people have that ability, don't they?
Yeah,
like, it's amazing.
Yeah, and I did ask. I've mentioned this before, that the media lady, what it was, and she told me, and I've forgotten. But it was a nice moment for Daniel, of course, going back to Carrow Road for the first time at the weekend for that Leeds game. But no, it's not bigging up Leeds because of Daniel Farke, but equally you've got to recognise this is a manager who's got a team promote from the Championship twice before, so he knows what he's doing. And with Joel Pirro up front, they'll score goals. And yeah, I think there was a lot of change, wasn't there, for Leeds in the summer. I think, you know, their takeover happened really late. And then in terms of the incomings, that all happened late. So it felt like they were playing catch up, whereas we kind of got our business done a lot sooner, which is why I think Leeds are now only starting to look a lot better. But Jack, on the subject of kind of bigging teams or people up, the next game, Sunderland, as I mentioned earlier, I think this will be a really entertaining game because Sunderland will go for it. They're a young team. They're an attacking team. They score goals. They are a little bit inconsistent, but I think in an entertaining way and hopefully in a good way for us. But in terms of a danger man, Jack Clark. So we mentioned the other week, I think it was 5 or 6 players who've been picked out as the best players in the Championship. I think at the time, question saying, is Jack Clark that good? He's now the top goal scorer in the Championship with 8 goals in 10 games. And this is a young winger who was kind of written off a little bit when that big money move to Spurs didn't work out. But I saw it, Sunderland's highlights from the weekend. He scored again. He's looking a heck of a player. He's certainly one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I'm not sure I questioned his inclusion.
You did. You said he's rubbish.
I questioned Harry Winks's exclusion. I've read a lot of stuff about him being the best player in the Championship. so he must be bloody good. That's
he is good.
Apparently, he is quite good. I mean, he started at Leeds, didn't he? And then he went to Spurs, and then he's now signed for Sunderland.
That's correct.
The chap. He's quite highly rated. It'd be he's quick as well, isn't he? So it'll be interesting to see whether he might switch just into that side of defence because he did that against Southampton. Did he do it against Southampton? I can't remember. He's done it at some point this season. Justin is definitely our quickest player. But they've got their keepers are highly rated, isn't he? Patterson, because we were linked with him last year. And they've got the younger Bellingham. They do seem to be a decent. I mean, the most bizarre thing is that you've got a young, exciting team, you know, coming up, in the Championship, and it's managed by Tony Mowbray, which I can't quite square. It should be an interesting game. I mean, you know, they're sick, so it, you know, on the face of it, it should be a tough game again. So two games against, you know, sides inside the top. Two out of the next three against sides in the top six, and then we play QPR next Saturday. So it'll be interesting. I'm keen to see what the hype's about.
I said, you know, obviously the reality is that, you know, we should win that game, particularly being at home. But I hope that it'll be an entertaining one. You know, I struggle to envisage it taking the same kind of route and track and process which the other games did, you know, at home against, you know, your Prestons and your Stokes. Jack, if you got something else you'd like to play into the show, you've come armed with lots of content.
No, today. I haven't, but I'm going to plug something that I have seen. If anyone doesn't follow the Instagram account called Soccer Slammers, I would really recommend that you do, because it is highly entertaining. They've basically made wrestling figures out of cult Premier League managers, including, you know, a character, Big Sam, as a big wrestler, and his weapon is a pint of wine. So it's really worth 5 minutes of your time. It will really cheer you up. That's the only thing I'll plug, and I've got no more audio clips to play.
Okay. Well, I do feel like we are moving into any other business for the podcast, which usually means Jordan's got a few things lined up which he wants to mention before we finish up. So, Rick, I'll go to you first. Have you got anything?
Well, yeah, I mean, you didn't come to me about the Championship, and I'm the fountain of all knowledge. But I am actually nervous about that Leeds game. I think that is going to be a humdinger of a game. I do. Yeah. Leeds aren't as polished as us, but I think going forward, they'll come at us and keep. I think at one point yesterday, they had about 7 attackers on the pitch, strikers and wingers. So, you know, it'll be a real test, and I'm looking forward to it. I think going back to that, though, with Jordan saying that Leeds will be up there and probably Southampton at the end, that then probably we need to give credit to Ipswich because, you know, the team's coming down. You've got the parachute payments. You've already got the squad. You lose half of them, but you've still got a nucleus. Ipswich coming up. I know it's early days yet, but they, you know, again, they're scoring a lot of goals. They're conceding some, but it'll be interesting to see if they last the pace. But yeah, any other business? Only other thing I'll say is, how glorious is that away kit that we played in yesterday? I know you own it, Jake.
Peach one. I like the peach one. That's nice.
Well, I like the peach one as well. To be honest, the all three kits this season, I think if we do get promoted this year, we'll look back and those three kits will be even more remembered. But it's up there, that away kit. Maybe that's something for us to discuss in length at some point, is our best ever kit. But that's got to be up there.
Do you know what they should do at some point? I just had a thought that they should go really rogue and make a vest or a sleeveless football shirt.
Like the Cameroon. Cameroon 2002. I actually own that.
I would buy a Leicester sleeveless shirt for sure.
I'll wear that on the next pod, the Cameroon vest.
No, Rick, can you wear that to the quiz, please?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I'll wear the Cameroon vest to the quiz.
You don't actually have that. You're making that up.
I'll go and get it in a minute. I've got it.
It got banned, didn't it? That.
It did get banned, yeah.
Not why? Because Rick it wore it.
It's the equivalent of taking a cat down the chip shop.
Sorry, explain.
Well, it's not on, is it? We're amongst the pickled eggs, getting at the battered sausages. It's just not on. And it got banned, rightly so. But I own it, and I was convinced that it'd be worth loads of money.
Are cats banned from chip shops? I didn't know that.
They should be.
I could think of numerous other animals I wouldn't put in a chip shop before a cat.
The cat would be after the fish for a start, so I can see Rick's point.
Yeah. My cat. Carry on.
Do you remember the Cameroon kit after that, where the shirt was sewn into the shorts? It was like a one
piece. Yeah, it was like a one piece, weren't it? Yeah, they would.
Couldn't go for a carry in one of them, could you?
Jesus. Well, no, I'm glad I don't own that one, and I got it on for this podcast with what I've been up to this today. But yeah,
right. Well, we look forward to seeing that. another four things you may have missed. Any other business? Stevie Boy on Twitter. I know he listens to the podcast. Need to give a shout out to him. Am I right in saying Stevie's doing 5K every day throughout the month of October? Yeah, all for prostate cancer. He's been tracking. He's been showing his progress on Twitter every day over the course of the last month or so. He's done 22, so he's going incredibly well. We have been retweeting what he's been up to, so the link is there if you want to sponsor him. I've done it, so if people can show their support, you know, he's a Leicester fan. And am I right in saying that the plan and the hope is that he's going to do and finish one at either Seagrave or at the KP? Is that correct? Is that the hope? You're looking at me all blank.
Yeah, I think so, on either Tuesday or Wednesday. I think Rick's going to run with him.
Yes.
Well, aren't if you, I Rick? Can, it, although I don't, if it's Seagrave... I'm going in a hazmat.
In your Cameroon top.
In my Cameroon top, yeah. One of them Zorbs.
So, well done to Stevie Boy. As I said, going on to our Twitter, there'll be one of his runs.
Excellent
there.
Excellent dancing today as well.
Yeah.
Very good for him. At that video now. It's a good effort. It's a good effort. As I said, he's a big Leicester fan. Right, are we good to wrap up, boys? Yeah? Wonderful stuff. So, look, we have got a midweek against Sunderland. And then it's QPR away. I suspect what you'll do and what we'll do is you'll get a podcast after the QPR game, unless we feel particularly obliged or... like we want to do one after the Sunday game, I suppose. That all depends on what happens. But look, hopefully Jack's in a better mood now at the end of today's podcast.
I'm not sure I am, actually.
No, he's not. Never mind. We can only hope for next week. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you then.
Social Podcast Network.